This is Sarah George, and I'm interviewing Margaret Gross at her home, 506 North Line, Chesney, Michigan, for the sophomore class on May 18th, 1988. Tell me about the vacations you took when you were smaller.
The first vacation I can remember taking was going by train from Saginaw to Davis Junction in Illinois. My step-grandfather and grandmother would send my mother and dad money so us kids could visit them for the summer. My mother would pack us lunches to take on the train, which would be made of a homemade bread with bacon grease on them. The train stopped at almost every little town. On some places, they'd load coal into the cars. When we got to Davis Junction, my step-grandfather always picked us up in his big old farm truck, and we got to ride in the back end. That was great fun. While we were there, we helped my step-grandfather on the farm by milking the cows and feeding the horses and the chickens and helped hoe and weed in the garden. Best part of it all was on Saturdays and Sundays, we never worked. On Sundays after church, we'd go to a different farmhouse. They would furnish meat, and the rest of the families would bring vegetables and make a great big kettle of vegetable stew. If it was a special day, such as birthdays, we always made homemade ice cream to celebrate the birthdays.
What types of accommodations did you stay in?
We just rode by the train for that type of vacation. If we went to sleep, we just slept right on the train.
Okay. Is train the only type of transportation you used?
Yes.
Besides cars?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get, you said your mom packed your food.
Mm-hmm. There was food on there wasn't any food on the train. When they stopped at stops, you could get off and buy food.
What things did you do for recreation? Did you fish or?
Yeah, we fished at my step-grandfather's. And go for hikes. We used to help pick berries. I mean, at the time, we thought it was work, but when you think back, it was fun. Made it into picnics.
Did you ever go on train or anything in the wintertime?
No, we always went in the summer.
What types of clothing? Were there specific types of clothing?
Us girls always wore dresses, even when we worked in the field. And the boys wore the bib overhauls. We always used to wear heavy old brown-looking shoes, except on Sundays us girls had sandals that buttoned on the side with a button. Always wore aprons over your dresses, too.
Did you have to take anything specific with you? I don't know if the boys went fishing, did they take their own fishing poles?
No, Grandpa used to just give us some poles with strings on and hooks. They weren't really fishing poles, but we thought they were.
Did you ever go camping?
No.
No?
No.
What year was all this done?
Oh, I probably started going there when I was about 12 years old. My 1923, around 1923, and we went for quite a few summers just to help out and give my mother a rest because I had four brothers and four sisters.
Were you the youngest or oldest?
No, I was the oldest girl. And I had one older brother. So we had to watch him. Another thing that we used to do with my mother and dad is we would go up north fishing, but it would be just for the day. My mother would pack just some bologna and some cheese and some crackers, and we'd take along a jug of water, and we'd go up north for fishing. That was a lot of fun. We never stayed in any hotels or boarding houses because we just went for the day. They never had motels when I was younger. They had just boarding houses.